We left off yesterday, although we began discussing Havara Umabiyatzas and wanting to know whether the Malach of Havara carries over to Yantif, we quickly spread to a whole series of other Isurim that may or may not carry over to Yantif. But again, the basic principle is the same principle. Only Malachas carry over, or even other Isurim as well. But how does this impact us, going back to the Ikar Sugya, going back to Havara proper? How does this impact us? So, L'chora, it doesn't really impact us because we paskin halacha that Havara is l'chalik yatzos. So we paskin that Havara is no less of a malacha than kosev and chayriz, aray, abon, about chadash, etc. And therefore, just as all the other malachas should apply on yantiv, so to Havara should apply on yantiv. So for us, it's a lot, nice lot of lumdus about shvisas behem and tchumen and kiddush and stuff like that. But tachlis for Havara proper, there seems to be very, very little relevance l'maisa for us. However, even though we are taking the approach that Havara is off limits on Yantif, let's not forget, we could still fall back on the regular principles of Yantif, called Echol Nefesh, called Mitoch, Mitoch Shehutra, Havara Litzarech, Chutra Mishlo Litzarech. So there would be grounds to at least sometimes permit Havara and Yantif. But whether one's going to go down the route of just categorically assuming Havara and Yantif just don't mix, there's no such thing of Havara and Yantif, zero, the whole list doesn't apply, like that opinion that we don't paskin, or whether we're going to go down the route of it basically does apply, but let's negotiate a few atayim here and there, that's going to be a big, big difference. And Tosfos really highlights that difference. If you take a look at the Maamar Kamos, so it's Tosfos and the ninth of the Maamar Kamos. So Tosfos makes reference to Yerushalmi. And the night that the Maamar Kamos, Chimash of Yerushalmi, not the Lukin Ner Shabbatala B'Yomtif. He's one permitted to light a candle on Yomtif Shabbatala, literally, for nothing, no purpose. Not for cooking, not for reading, not for heating, nothing. Just, why am I lighting it? I have no idea why I'm lighting it. But it's not for a justified reason on Yomtif. What's the deal? Rabbi Yossi Asar, Rabbanan Sharu. So Rabbi Yossi happens not to be the Tana of Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi in the Yerushalmi is the Amora of Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanan had a machlokes about this. And the Yerushalmi never explains what the issue is. The Yerushalmi just presents it as two different opinions. Can you lie to Ner Shabbatala? So Tosfos fills in the gap. V'atam and the Asar. What's the reason for the opinion that says that it's prohibited? Sova davar l'chalik yatzta v'havim alacha v'asla sosa b'yamtev. The reason is because Havara is l'chalik. It's a regular malacha. And therefore, you're not allowed to do it on Yantif. Ah, you're Chol Nefesh. Well, this is Shabbatola. Ah, this is Shabbatola. There's no purpose. There's no reason. There's no need for it. And therefore, there is no heter v'Chol Nefesh l'Esh Mitoch. But the opinion that maintained that it's permissible, obviously is working with the other mindset that it was never a malach in the first place because of Havara l'Aviyotzos. As the Tosfos continues, Aman d'shari sav l'Aviyotzos v'vash l'tzorech b'n l'sos b'yav l'avi. So how do we pass in the halacha? So it comes to us and says, "In miyahasim kavu lo tesav lo tishri." The Yerushalmi there has a very, very vague conclusion. The Yerushalmi says, "Since we don't know what to do, don't say it's aser, but don't say it's mutter." Which translates to mean we can't tell you to do it. The bottom line is we can't announce from the rooftops that it's aser. On the other hand, we can't tell you that it's mutter, and therefore we can't yesh nizom elas davar shel letzorech. And Tosfos says, therefore we have to be machmir, we have to be careful, and we would not be permitted to do Havara Shalom Tzorach, we would not be permitted to do a Ner Shabbatala because Yerushalmi leaves it hanging. So the truth is, the way Tosfos' presentation of the Sugya, I would have concluded, we don't leave it hanging. We say with certainty you can't do it because we don't have any suffix how we paskin about Lalav or Lachalik. We know how we paskin. So since all the Rishon and paskin the Chalik yet, nobody in the world today says that driving a car is less than a Malach of Skila. So since we for certain paskin that Havara is l'chalik yatzas, our conclusion, the halacha, should be significantly more chomer than the Yerushalmi's conclusion. We should paskin the way Tosfos set up the sugya, that it's out of bounds, it's off limits, and also the way we paskin the halacha. So that's the chore what should happen. So Tosfos almost got us there, but almost fell a drop short. Tosfos doesn't want to be more machmir than the Yerushalmi, but the way Tosfos set up the lumdus, we have to be more machmir than Yerushalmi. So whether you go down Tosfos' version or go down our version, at the end of the day, you can't light the Ner Shabbatala. That's for sure. I should say for sure, based on what we just said, that the Rambam happens to hold that an Eshem HaTol is Mutter. The Rambam happens to hold that Me'ikra Din, you can lie, you can't lean for no reason whatsoever. Clearly, the Rambam was not based on Havar L'Av Yatzis. There's no way the Rambam was based on that, because the Rambam Pasuk is the Chalik Yatzis. So obviously, the Rambam must have been based on something totally different. We spoke about this many, many times, but the Gemara says that Mitok Shehutra Havar L'Tzorech, Hutra Nami Shalol L'Tzorech. Where the Gemara says Mitok Shehutra Hutzol L'Tzorech, Hutra Nami Shalol L'Tzorech. There is a Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos about what does the term Shalol L'Tzorech mean. Tosfos learns Shalol L'Tzorech means Shalol L'Tzorech Ochol Nefesh, but there has to be some kind of Tzorech Hayom. And therefore, Tosfos concludes that if a person carries something on Yom Tov for no reason whatsoever, that's an issur d'oraisa, yechai malkus. You can push a baby carriage, and you can carry a sefer, you can carry a lulav, a shofar, food for sure, but it has to be some kind of tzorech hayom. The Gemara says, "Mitok shehutra otzol l'tzorech, hutra shalol l'tzorech." L'tzorech means ochol nefesh. Shalol l'tzorech means shalol l'tzorech ochol nefesh. A b'tzorech there is. There's got to be some kind of tzorech hayom. And Rashi disagrees. Rashi says no. Shalol l'tzorech means shalol l'tzorech klal klal klal. You do whatever you want, carry whatever you want. Do you do need? You don't need. The Rambam seems to hold like Rashi, and therefore the Rambam extends it to Avar as well. The Rambam says that you're allowed to light fires on Yom Tov for no justified purpose. Just you have a shtick, you want to light a candle, do whatever you want. The Eshem HaTol, the Rambam seems to say, is actually mutar l'chatchila, not because it's the law of Yotzos like Tosfos. That would be incorrect. The reason why it's mutar is because it falls under the category of mitoch, of ochel nefesh, etc. So we really have almost three different approaches as to what I take should be lamaisa on this Neshem Batola. I have this candle I want to light. There's no real justified reason for lighting it. I'm not cooking with it. I'm not reading from it. I'm not heating my house with it. I'm lighting it for some other non-essential purpose, whatever that reason is. What's my take? What do I think about that? So the way we set up the sugya, it should come out. It's an Issur Gomer Menatora. There's nothing to discuss. Tosfos set up the sugya that kind of hanging on to Rishami, a little bit ambiguous. Don't say mutter, don't say also, but you know, basically don't do it. And according to the Rambam, you can do it. Not because of our love, you can do it because Mitoch is matter. How do we pass it by Lucha? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Maharshal that says that the Olam in Europe used to be pretty lenient about this. People used to light candles in Europe without thinking about it too much, without any real analysis of the real Tzarech Hanah. It was just like this, you know, mindset that, well, you can light all fires, everything's good, to go on Yom Tov. The Mishnah Berurah points out that probably most of the poskim didn't hold like that. That the Maharshal defends the Menagah Olam by saying everyone's relying on the Rambam. But Lamaisa, the Rambam doesn't pass like this Rambam. Lamaisa, the later poskim don't really quote this Rambam, don't really pass like this Rambam. And therefore, the more correct thing to do is a later poskim, right, is that we should be careful. According to Tosfos, we should follow the Yerushalmi. According to our gut feeling, maybe Shabbat Daraisa. And therefore, we should not take that cavalier attitude that candles, Yom Tov, fires, everything's good to go. We have to measure and see. Any and every time we light a candle, we light a fire in Yom Tov, you have to ask yourself 100 times, is it Tzorech Hayom? Is it Ochel Nefesh? If it's not Ochel Nefesh, is it Tzorech Haguf? Is it Tzorech Mitzvah? Is there some legitimate Tzorech Hayom? So we've spoken about this many, many times in some of the Wednesday night shiurim over the years. This is the background for the discussion that Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Gedolei HaPoskim about lighting Yurtzeit candles on Yom Tov. Either the person Mamash has Yurtzeit, something like light for Yisker. So is that a type of a candle that can be justified to light on Yom Tov proper? So there are some Poskim who defended it. If you go like the Rambam and the Maharshal and the Minhag HaOlam, the Neshem HaTol is Mutter, they're going to defend it, the Gomer. But if you go with conventional wisdom, that's a problem. So then the only way to defend it is to call it a Tzorech Hayom. What's the tremendous Tzorech Hayom? So it's a Minhag, it's keep it on the aim a little bit, makes you feel good. And so, yeah, you can water down a little bit what the definition of Tzorech Hayom is. But other posts can say, no, you can't. Other posts can say, it's not a Tzorech Hayom. It's not a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah. They're right. It's not a mitzvah. They're right. It's not even an absolute universal minhag Yisrael. I don't know if everybody lights candles for you. I don't know. It's not an absolute chaytel yavor. So one can argue that that doesn't really meet the criteria. Doesn't meet the standards of what's called the Tzorech Hayom to matar shal v'der raisa. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes from, I think, from the Ksav Sofer. I'm not saying the Ksav Sofer's son, who recommends that in for us, but we're already going to light the Yisker candle on Yom Tov, light it in shul. because the old one before electricity. So more candles in shuls, because that would be that would enhance. They used to light candles in shul. Forget about yisker candles. They light regular candles just to light up the shul, even though they had enough light. Still, they had a little bit. It's like, you know, when you go like this up to the chassidish places. So the Baal Tefillah, they still have two candles by the Baal Tefillah. There's a 500, you know, what, you know, a tremendous chandelier on the ceiling. Nope, they will not start. They won't start Haidi without lighting the two candles. Okay, so that's a throwback to Europe of 150 years ago. So, except for rice, even for us, we can light it, I can't light it, but it's sticking in the shul. So I find that hard to apply this man. As that, first of all, I don't think the shuls, myself included, are interested in having 100 euros at candles there. So number one, for safety reasons. And number two, this man, that's a joke. He said, you can put a euros at candle in the back of the shul. That's going to add to the cover of the shul. Come on, that's a farce, this man. As that. Except Seifer was right. In the 1800s in Hungary, before there was electricity. So and a couple of kerosene lamps. So then throw a couple of euros at candles that can make things look a little nicer. But this man, as that, I think it's a very, very hard stretch. So yesh v'yesh, those who want a light have what to rely on. Relying on the combination of the Rambam's Nesha Batola together with maybe it's a Shtichel Tzarech Hayom, and those who don't like, definitely have what to rely on, but those who say there's a Shaila, potential Shabbat Deraisa. But the whole sugya emanates from it.
Just use it that night, go and read
their
book.
Yeah, that's also a little bit of a, you know, if the lights are off, if lights are off, maybe that would be justifiable. If lights are on, it's kind of hard to
find it.
Okay, put it in a place you can use it. Okay. Okay, maybe, yeah. Okay, maybe.
Once in a Q&A with Rav Schechter, we asked him about Rav Schechter, saying you should not like it. So he said that it's going to ruin my Simchas Yom Tov.
Yeah.
So he said you have to reevaluate how it's going to ruin Simchas Yom Tov. Rav Schechter wasn't moved by that
statement. Wasn't moved by the best statement. Okay. Very good.
Definitely doesn't like
it's another story. Rashad doesn't even think he can light yontif candles. Forget about yontif candles. He knows that there's no need for them. You have plenty of light now, so what do you mean about lighting yontif candles?
He holds that it's a
bracha batala. He holds it's a mesha batala. Yeah, two batalas together, right? That's right. I always tell the women that out of all the Yom Tov of the year that I found as a Rav, that the highest percentage of women forget the Ben Shlach, it's always Simchas Torah. It's very simple because the routine is different. Because the women, a lot of them come to shul before Ma'ariv, so they don't get home till they don't have their mind to light. By the time you sit down to the suit, it's 11 o'clock at night, the kids are going nuts already. So very often people say, a woman come, they come to be hysterical, they're like, come on, I forgot to light the candles, come on. So the post can discuss whether the Ramah has a knas, that in Ashkenazi Jews, I don't know if the Sephardim have this knas, but the Ashkenazim have this penalty that a woman forgot to light Shabbos candles, so for the rest of her life she should add an extra candle to remind her never to forget to light candles. So the Pesach Gemara only applies, and then almost it doesn't apply. It's a woman's in the hospital or something, the minute doesn't apply. But if she was negligent, if she was careless, she forgot to light candles one Friday, so then she should light for the rest of her life an extra candle. The whole minig doesn't apply as man as that. Because the minig was because if the woman didn't like him, she mamash killed Shabbos. She ruined the Shabbos for everybody. Everyone was sitting now in the pitch black and no one could eat the Suda. So to remind what a terrible, terrible thing. That's also to remember for the Yom Tov, she should remember not to do it again. Today, so if you forgot to light Shabbos, kid, the chandelier's on him, the lights run anyway. It's the big deal. You're not sitting in the dark anyway. So Samach Rerim right that the Kadas maybe doesn't apply. But even within the world of those people who accept this Kadas today, so the possible further. Shaila, whether the kenas applies on Yom Tov also. Maybe the minig was only on Shabbos. Maybe the minig wasn't on Yom Tov. So I always tell the women when they come crying to me, I said, sorry, they forgot to light candles. Now, women don't want to hear they have to light another candle for the rest of the night. That is not the thing they want. The last thing they want to every film Friday night is to stare at that candle to remember that's what the kenas started. That's exactly what started. But women are too sensitive to that bisman hazeh. So we always try to find the cooler for women in this kenas bisman hazeh. So usually I tell them those who don't want to follow the kenas altogether as they're justified not doing so. But on yantif, a simple story, more tzalot. I said, I got me the kenas. They can rely on Rabbi Shechter. It means if they would have asked Rabbi Shechter, should I light candles? He would have said no. He said, yantif, shani, don't light in the first place. So if here Adam Gullah the earlier post was telling us not to light lechatchila, even though the minig is not that way, most people do light yontif candles, the yontif sheni, that most people don't follow that practice. But vis-a-vis the kenas, kedai who Because that Rabbi Shach's not hungry, it's much love that you don't have to drive the woman crazy for the rest of her life. So we give the women a little bit of a little bit of simple. We can have some simple yad to.
But if you had all of these, like, there's no problem with, like, if let's say you go into the room, you then leave the light on, you think you need something.
Yeah, then for sure you could like it.
Normally on Shabbos, like, you go in your man is better.
Then you're for sure you're not allowed to kill. That's cool. It's okay. That's for sure. It's okay.
Even
for sure.
If you just need for a second.
Yeah. It's hit the gum. Hit the gum, yeah.
What
does your chef
do when
Yom Tov is
on Friday? Do
you light
air
Shabbos? I
don't think
so. Does it? I don't think so. Now it's over. Do you have electricity? I think so. I'm pretty sure.
I'm pretty sure.
I don't think anyone follows this on Yom Tov Shein either. What lights? Which about? Unless, except for those Tamidim Rabbi Shech, that those Tamidim Mufalkim will follow everything. I don't think the most of us follow. So up until now, we've been talking a lot about Havar L'Chalek versus Havar L'Lav, because it was all throwback to our Gemara, to our original Gemara. It all started Rabbi Akiva. So sometimes we get so far off the topic, we forget how we started. Let's just chazer for a second what Rabbi Akiva did and did not say. So Rabbi Akiva said that, I'm going to prove to you that Achmei Marishan Tashbisu, your Marishan doesn't refer to Yontif, it refers to Erev Yontif. Because if it would have referred to Yontif, then it would have been inconceivable that Torah would have told us to light a fire. Why would it have been inconceivable to light a fire? That would have been a malachas yantif. Says the Gemara, oh, I'm a Rabbi Shvamina, so Rabbi Akiva, Havara l'chalik yantos. If he would have held l'lav yantos, then it would have been okay. It would have been mutter to light fires on yantif. That was the flow of the Gemara, the way Tosfos learned the sugyan. So comes Rabbi Chananel on the sugyan psachim, and has a different twist, a whole different turn in the sugya. So take a look at the 11th in the Mamikamas. Amar Rav, Shmamina Midir Rabbi Akiva, the 11th in the Mamikamas, Amar Rav, Shmamina Midir Rabbi Akiva Tlas, Shmamina Ein Bi HaChametz El Asrei, but that's a given, because if you hold, you can get rid of Chametz in other ways, then the whole discussion is moved. The Yisach HaDaitach Bel Asreifa, if you hold, that you can just crumble it up, Yesh B'Seva Fil B'Yantav Shalom Asreifa. So that's the first obvious Shmamina of Rabbi Akiva. Second Shemamina is Havar L'Chalik Yatz. That Havar is a real bona fide melacha. The Isal Kedaitech L'Lav Yatzta, Tesei Esei Dashpasas Chometz, Livche Lav de Havara. Comes a bit of Chadam and says that how the Gemara knew that Havara is L'Chalik Yatzas is for the following. If it would have been L'Lav, then it would have been okay. Not that it would have been okay because you're allowed to light fires on Yontif for no reason. No, that's not what Rabbi Chananel said. You know why it would have been okay? We're going with like the world of fantasy. If you would have held that Avar is Alav Yotzos, then we would have sanctioned lighting a fire on Yontif, invoking the sugya of Asay Dochelos Asay. The mitzvah's essay of Tashbisu would have been Doche, would have override the Lav of Kamalach Sevad Losasu. That's not what Tosa said. Tosa said, if you hold the Vara Lav Yotzos, then Avar is Mutter on Yontif. Finished. Rabbi Chananel never said that. Rabbi Chananel said, if you hold that Avara is the Lav Yotzos, then Asay Dochelos say we kick it. So let's turn the tables on Rabbi Chananel. And what if you hold the Vara L'Chalek Yotzos? Why don't you say also Asay Dochelos Asay? So the answer is very simple. Gemara says in a few places that you don't say Asay Dochelos Asay against Balachas Yontif. It was a discussion. Let's say you have a Mila Shalom Bismana, for argument's sake. A Mila, the bris was supposed to be last week, got delayed. So that Mila is not Doche Yontif. Ask the Gemara, why not? Why don't we apply Esi Dochelos Asay? There's a mitzvah to do a bris Mila, and there's a law to do Malacha Yontif. Yavi Asay, Yerchelos Asay. Or the Gemara asked the question, we don't burn Kachim on Yontif. Why not? Yavi the essay of Shreifas Kachim, Yerchelos of Malacha. The Gemara answers to all these questions. Yomtiv is an asay and a los asay. When a person does malach and yomtiv, not only is he in violation of a prohibition of a kol malach sevad losasu, he's also considered to be mevatel the mitzvah's essay of shamoso. It's in violation of the essay shemay of shamoso. We have a rule: ein asay doche asay velos asay. One asay can't be doche two things. So comes a bit of chanana with the following cheshbon: if you hold that havara is lachalik yotzos. So it's a regular malacha. If it's a regular malacha, then it's subject to not only the law of Kabbalah Sevalasasu, it's subject to the assay of Shabbosot as well. And therefore, Tashbisu can't be Daichet. But if he would have held, if Rabbi Akiva would have held that Avar Lalav Yotzos, then the law of not lighting fires on Yom Tif, that law would have existed, but only as a law of an assay. The assay of Shabbosot wouldn't have applied to Havar the Laviotis. Why not? Where did that come from? Why is there a difference vis-a-vis the assay? So clearly Rabbi Chanan was saying as follows. The assay of Yantif Shabbosot means malachas. Whatever is called the malacha is subject to the assay of Shabbosot. The assay of Shabbosot doesn't mean refrain from anything and everything. Let's say if a person goes out of the tchum, a person does Shvi'i Spirit, there's other things that maybe also in Yantif, according to many, that's not Shabbosot. Shabboson speaks specifically to Malachas. Comes with the following twist, following Cheshb in the sugya. If you hold Havara is Lalav Yatzos, it's not a Malacha, it's also a Yom Tov, not like Tosfos, it's also a Yom Tov, but it's only a Lav. Since it's only a Lav, the Asay of Shabbat, the Asay of Tashbis can be Deichet. But if you hold that it's Havara L'chalik Yatzos, then it's a Malacha. Once it's a Malacha, then it's tacked on to Shabboson. Once Shabboson applies to it, ain't a say doch a say will say.
A say if
there's no Shabbosot,
then
a say can be doch malachia. As long as there's no, but the problem is every malach is going to have Shabbosot to it. So this idea that Rabbi Chanan is assuming that the Shabbosot only speaks to malachas, this is not the only Rishon that says this. There's actually a Rabbeinu Yonah, the 12th of the Rambam Kamos, where the Rashba quotes him as Rebbe, who's Rabbeinu Yonah. But Moria Rav Zalti writes in the middle of a complicated cheshb in the middle of Maseches Yevamos, the B'mechamer Leika Asay, the Mistamet Tishpos Eino Asay El Avos Belachas. On Shabbos, if a person leads their animal, works with their animal, Mechamer, so that's not technically a Malacha. You're not allowed to do it. L'sasekom Malacha Atavir Ovehemtecha. It's an Isser to do Mechamer. But says Rabbeinu Yonah that there's no Asay. You know why? Asay goes on the third nine Malachas. If it's not one of the official 39 list, then there's no mitzvah of Shabbos, which is exactly what Rabbi Chanan said as well. So that understanding that some Yisraelim have, that Shabbos specifically refers to Malachas, Dafka to Malachas, is actually in stark contrast, the famous is a Ramban on the 11th of the Rambam Kamos. The Ramban has a very, very famous depiction of what Shabbos D'Oraisa would look like. Imagine Shabbos D'Oraisa. Look at this one, says the Ramban. In the 13th of the Ramban comes. V'nira li, Shabbos Shazel Leimar, Shnitztavino min HaTorah, Lios Bona Menucha B'Yantav, Yantav D'Oraisa, same thing. What would Shabbos and Yantav look like in HaTorah? We are required, only because of the special mitzvah of Tishbos and Shabbosom, to do the following. It has to be a day of rest. Afilu B'Vam Shein Malacha. If not for the mitzvahs Shabbosom, not for the mitzvahs Tishbos, this is what I would have looked like on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Lo sheyitra kol hayom, I'd be sweating the entire day. Limdor ha-tvuos, I would be measuring my grain. Felishka la-peiros, I'd be weighing my fruit. V'ahamatanas, v'lemale chavias yan, I'd be filling up my barrels of wine. V'lefanas ha-kelim, I'd be moving heavy things around. V'gam ha-avon mi-ba'yistam, I'd be moving rocks and stones from one place to another, as long as I don't go outside of the area. It's all the Rabbanon, Minatora, this is Mashavenu. And imagine if the city that I live in is a walled city with Losos Balaila, so it's a Rishus Ayochid. You Omsim Alechamarim, I would be piling up stuff onto my animals. I would carry my fruit. Said, the stores would be open, be business as usual. I'd be money. Why not? Money's only muktzah. The workers would be getting up early in the morning. They would be hiring themselves. It's all money. It's all dapper done. This is their Isa. You know what I wouldn't be doing? I'd be careful not to write. And if I'd write, I'd write my left hand. I'd be careful not to cook an egg. Okay, I prepare my food from before. And be careful not to plow. Okay, I'll give you a few things that otherwise, says the Ramban. That would have been Shabbos and Yontif, if only for the Isra Malacha. Lakach Omra Torah Shabbosom. That's exactly what the Torah had in mind when it says Shabbosom. Shiyya Yom Shvisa Umenucha Lo Yom Torah. Zel Perish Tevi Yofa. Says the Ramban. That's the Emes of Pshat. That's what the word Shabbosom means. Shabbosom is where Malachas end, says the Ramban. After you finish the 39 Malachas and you clear Malachas, then you have to ask yourself, is this a day of Shabbos? Is this a day of rest? Is this the Shabbos Hashem or not? So that's in direct contrast to Rabbeinu Yonah and to Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Yonah, Rabbeinu Chananel, the Rashba said, Shabbos means don't do malachas. It means whatever malachas you're not allowed to do, then there's a mitzvah's essay tacked on. According to the Ramban, Shabbos is dafka not malachas. It's dafka the things that's not part of 39 malachas, not part of Blessed Mishkan, and they're still also. Again, the Rabbeinu Yonah or the Rashi, Rabbeinu Chananel are not agreeing that Shabbos should look like the way the Ramban describes. That's not all he meant. But whereas the Ramban saw in the magic word Shabbos, that's the engine that drives this prohibition, this imagery of the stores in a marketplace being opened on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So the Rashi, Rabbeinu Yonah, Rabbeinu Chananel would not say that. They would say it's based on other things, but it's not based on the word Shabbos. So Kol Parim and all the dust settles in our sugya, Rabbi Akiva has proven to us beyond the shadow of a doubt that Shiyom HaRishon cannot possibly mean the first day of Yom Tov. Whether we accept every nuance of Rabbi Akiva's proof is up for grabs. Whether we understand every nuance of his proof is also up for grabs. Different opinions of Rishonim how to understand what Rabbi Akiva's formulation was. But the Tam Tzedvarim, the Maskana Tzedvarim, everyone agrees to. Teshbisa does not mean Yom Tov. Teshbisa definitely means Erev Yom Tov. So hopefully, Mitzvah next week, we'll pick up on the last part of Rabbi Akiva's proof. Because Rabbi Akiva then made a statement, a Rav made an observation, which goes back to some of the things about Malachas Yom Tov and fine-tune some of the things we've been talking about in the past about Ochel Nefesh, and Tov, and Tzorach, and Atlet Tzorach. So put the whole picture of Rabbi Akiva together, hopefully, Mitzvah the next and the next one.
Yeah, Rabbi, tonight,